We don't normally think of cats as adventure companions in the great outdoors, but a growing number of people are challenging that assumption, taking their cats well beyond the backyard to hiking trails, onto paddleboards, and even up snow-covered mountains. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Noah Thomas went out with some local adventure cats and has this story.
Nicole Alkane is spending the morning with her Bengal cat, Kazuki. They're taking a stroll in a state park close to Portland. There's a trail through an evergreen forest with patches of snow on the ground.
Hey.
Alkane refers to Kazuki as an adventure cat. She brings him everywhere with her, including on business trips and hikes.
He's so easy to take around. But I've traveled for like a month with him solid, and he'll go out every single day.
Kazuki makes trail walking look effortless, keeping pace with Alkane on his leash and harness. This, she says, is a result of months of training that began when he was just a kitten. She's had multiple cats over the years she's done this with.
When they're really little, I will walk them up against a wall so they learn to follow a line. So when you see a trail, you'll see like the dirt and then you'll see like bushes. And Kazuki definitely knows that we're following the lines.
So-called adventure catting isn't exactly new, according to Lucy Frankham, a cat trainer based in the UK.
I know of people that I've met since being active in the adventure cat community that have been doing this for many years, like since the 70s. I think it's growing in popularity now because of social media, obviously, and people are realizing that it is possible.
Frankham says that a lot of people have been posting about bringing their cats outdoors on Instagram. And this isn't just a local phenomenon in Oregon or the countryside of Britain. You can find adventure cats online exploring the mountains of Virginia, others in Colorado and California. Frankham herself manages two Instagram accounts and a subreddit dedicated to adventure catting. She says she loves going out with her two cats and the quality time it provides.
Taking them on adventures is such a good bonding activity. I wouldn't want to leave them at home, and I think if the cat enjoys it, then why not?
If your cat gets stressed by house guests, you might be asking yourself, how could they possibly handle a hiking trail? Rachel Coyer, a veterinarian based in Westchester, Pennsylvania, says that there's a way for felines to adventure safely, but it's not for every cat.
I think it really comes down to that cat's personality, and also very importantly, their training, just their socialization and how they were trained when they were young.
Coyer thinks it's encouraging to see people exploring creative ways to expose their cats to the outdoors. But she says that they should also consider activities that are less risky.
They can do things inside too, and catios and boxes, and there's just so many ways to provide environmental enrichment that isn't a safe place versus having to get into going into the outdoors.
The key, she says, is knowing your pet's temperament and never forcing the issue. For NPR News, I'm Noah Thomas in Portland.